My story begins with a Jewish priest, Zacharias, who lived when Herod was king of Judea. Zacharias was a member of the Abijah division of the Temple Service Corps. His wife Elizabeth was, like himself, a member of the priest tribe of the Jews, a descendant of Aaron. Zacharias and Elizabeth were both godly folk, careful to obey all of God's laws in spirit as well as in letter. But they had no children, for Elizabeth was barren, and now they were both very old. One day, as Zacharias was going about his work in the temple, for his division was on duty that week, the honor fell to him by lot to enter the inner sanctuary and burn incense before the Lord. Meanwhile, a great crowd stood outside in the temple court, praying as they always did during that part of the service when the incense was being burned. Zacharias was in the sanctuary when suddenly an angel appeared, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Well, Zacharias was startled and terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zacharias, for I have come to tell you that God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. And you are to name him John. You will both have great joy and gladness at his birth, and many will rejoice with you, for he will be one of the Lord's great men. He must never touch wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from before his birth. And he will persuade many a Jew to turn to the Lord his God. He will be a man of rugged spirit and power like Elijah, the prophet of old, and he will precede the coming of the Messiah, preparing the people for his arrival. He will teach them to love the Lord just as their ancestors did, and to live as godly men." Zacharias said to the angel, "But this is impossible. I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to you with this good news. And now, because you haven't believed me, you are to be struck dumb, unable to speak until the child is born. For my words will certainly come true at the proper time." Meanwhile, the crowds outside were waiting for Zacharias to appear and wondered why he was taking so long. When he finally came out, he couldn't speak to them, and they realized from his gestures that he must have seen a vision in the temple. He stayed on at the temple for the remaining days of his temple duties and then returned home. Soon afterwards, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant and went into seclusion for 5 months. "How kind the Lord is," she exclaimed, "to take away my disgrace of having no children." The following month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin, Mary, engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "I salute you, favored lady. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be frightened, Mary," the angel told her, "for God has decided to bless you wonderfully. Very soon now, you will become pregnant and have a baby boy, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of God, and the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can I have a baby? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of God will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be utterly holy, the Son of God. Furthermore, 6 months ago, your cousin Elizabeth, the barren one they called her, became pregnant in her old age. For every promise from God will surely come true." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you have said come true." And then the angel disappeared. By now Elizabeth's waiting was over, for the time had come for the baby to be born, and it was a boy. The word spread quickly to her neighbors and relatives of how kind the Lord had been to her, and everyone rejoiced. When the baby was 8 days old, all the relatives and friends came for the circumcision ceremony. They all assumed the baby's name would be Zacharias, after his father. But Elizabeth said, no, he must be named John. What? They exclaimed. There is no one in all your family by that name. So they asked the baby's father, talking to him by gestures. He motioned for a piece of paper, and to everyone's surprise wrote, his name is John. Instantly, Zacharias could speak again, and he began praising God. Wonder fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread through the Judean hills. And everyone who heard about it took it to heart and asked, I wonder what this child will turn out to be, for the hand of the Lord is surely upon him in some special way. The little boy greatly loved God, and when he grew up, he lived out in the lonely wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel. About this time, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the nation. This census was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration. And because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's ancient home, journeying there from the Galilean province of Nazareth. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn.